Hello. What, you may ask, has brought me here to the tiny village of Bottledale for the second time in less than 6 months? Well, I'm here to solve a mystery, for as music fans of all ages will know, a record called Bottledale Girls, performed by a beat group called Eddie and the Goldtops, has just pushed its way past all competition to the top of the hit parade. But who is Eddie, and wherefore hide his Goldtops? I've come to the Mouldy Dog, the village pub, which is in fact mentioned in the song itself, to see if I can find the answer there. Music fans, meanwhile, are struggling to decode secret messages, perhaps revealing the singer's identity, which is said can be found on the record itself, if it is played backwards at a slow speed. Wish they all could look like Bottle Leather. Dana.
What on earth are you doing?
Fine-tuning my license to print money.
You what?
Shift Dana.
Dad, are you all right?
Shh. This takes a lot of skill and concentration. How do you think you say salt and vinegar? Telos. That's an hard bit. Telos.
Dad, stop it. You're scaring me.
Don't be daft. It's that Goldtops record. They reckon they've put words on it to send out secret messages. It's called subliminal advertising. It's a record that gave me the idea. And now that Bottledale is well and truly on the map, this should work a treat.
Have you gone completely mad?
Au contraire, daughter darling, it is simply a case of listening to it backwards. Here we go. Wait for it.
Come to Jerry's Chips and Fish.
Excellent! Just the job!
And now what?
Well, now we put it on a record. This backwards thing, it's all the rage.
What was that one?
Well, and while you're here, don't miss Trotter, the pig of legend.
Everyone in this village has gone absolutely crazy. I just caught Lily setting up a chutney stall outside. She reckons there's hundreds coming.
Conservative estimate, in my opinion. Could be thousands. Telephone hasn't stopped ringing. All newspapers wanting interviews with me.
You? What do they want to talk to you for? You don't know who Eddie is. Do you?
Of course I don't. But ever since that Eddie put our Mouldy Dog into his song, they think we must know who he is. Mind, I wish I did. I'd be the first to check him by the hand. And I've got some ideas for him.
What sort of ideas?
For songs. Titles and that.
You? Go on then.
All right. Here we go. Well, for all the beat fans, right? She loves chips, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like the Pacemakers one, you'll never fork alone. Even better, I want to hold your fish. See, they're all on a theme.
I can see that.
I could be the next Burt Bladderack.
Oh, I've heard it all now.
Why not, eh? Don't ask, don't get, daughter darling. No time to waste.
Just a minute. Where's Edwin? Have you got him slaving away at one of your daft schemes?
I have not. Ever since he turned down my offer to include him in my lucrative Og project, the ungrateful young swine.
Where is he? I barely see him these days. I thought he was running around after you. If he's not doing that, then what is he doing?
Who knows? You could ask his four-legged friend over there. After Scarpa, daughter darling, untold riches await.
Men. It's either milk madness or mad pig's disease. Well then, Angelo, out with it. Come on. Where is he? And who's he with? That's more the point. You wouldn't tell me, would you? Well, there's no one else I can call.
Thank you.
country mile.
Who are you looking for?
A man with a smile.
Where can he take you?
For a walk up the aisle. I'm looking for Mr. Right, but the Mr. I always find. They're happy to be kind to Marion, but they're never the marrying kind. They're never the marrying kind.
Does he need to be rich?
No groovy jet setter.
Does he need to be handsome?
That would be better.
Brainy or brawny?
It depends on the weather. I'm looking for Mr. Right, but the Mr. I always find. They're happy to be kind to Marion, but they're never the marrying kind. They're never the marrying kind. They're all in a spin when the sweetness begins, but one mention of rings and they're gone with the wind.
Who are you calling?
Give me a number to dial.
Where are you walking?
Just a country mile.
Who are you looking for?
A man with a smile.
Where can he take you?
For a walk up the aisle. For Mr. Right, but the Mr.'s I always find. They're happy to be kind to Marion, but they're never the marrying kind. They're never the marrying kind. They're never the marrying kind. Oh.
Oh, Marion, the vicar just finished Lily's sign. What do you think?
Pickle Lily, Bottledale's best bits. Very nice.
I said she should have Chip Chop Chunky Chutney, the choice of champions and their chums, but he couldn't get it all in. Oh, it's so exciting. This is the best thing to happen to Bottledale since Charlie's Chickens learned the cha-cha-cha. You should be out there with your stall yourself.
Me? What for?
With your dresses, lass. They're beautiful, them things you make. And you always look so chic. Get him out there and make a few bob for wedding.
At this rate, there isn't going to be a wedding.
Oh, what's wrong, dear?
I think Edwin's found someone else.
Your Edwin? Not on your Nelly.
I came back late from the variety the other night and his bed hadn't even been slept in.
Oh, Marion, love, you sat here worrying about nowt when you could be out there cashing in on Bottledale's good fortune like the rest of us. Hey, there's a busload from Harrogate just arrived, and they've got money to burn, so they reckon. Get them dresses and get stuck in, eh?
But what about shop?
I'll keep an eye on it.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, what's the worst that can happen? Could be the start of something big, Marion.
Well, maybe.
I still think Chip Chop Chunky Chutney, the choice of champions and their chums, would have been better. Still, chances can't be choosers. Chin up, Chucky. Cheery bye.
Hello, Doris.
Hello, Edwin, love.
Where have you been?
Took me ages to get round. Seems like round every bend there's some strange folk hanging around taking pictures.
What would folk take pictures of in Bottledale?
Beats me. There was one fella taking pictures of the privy at the back of Doris's house, and five girls taking pictures of that big bull at the top of Back Lane.
Girls? Anyone you know?
They're not from round here by the look of them. I don't know what they think they're doing.
They're looking for Eddie.
Eddie who?
You know, Eddie and the Gold Tops.
All right. Why's that then?
You know, because of that song, Bottledale Girls. Where have you been, Edwin? The whole place is full of folk trying to find out who the real Eddie is.
All right. Is that why they keep asking me?
Edwin, I don't know what planet you've been on lately, but on this one, everyone is going mad about Eddie and the Gold Tops, and they're coming here in their hundreds to try and find him.
Thousands, your father said.
And still more coming. And as much as I hate to admit it, in this case, he might be right.
What's the matter, Marion, love?
All these people here. It's the real world, isn't it? Come to us. Makes you realise how tiny we are. A pub, a potato field and a village shop.
That's Bottledale.
But it's nothing, is it? It's nothing like them. Their clothes, their bags, their hair, their way of walking. Like they always know what to do and what to say. Well, they're city folk, aren't they? Streetwise.
I don't know. There's not one of them can climb a gate.
But they all seem so free. It makes me feel...
What, love?
Small.
They'll soon get fed up and go home again.
I know. They'll all go. And I'll still be stuck here in flipping shop.
I thought you liked working at the shop. You said it keeps you right in the thick of things.
In the thick of things, in Bottledale. I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about, I don't know, places like Leeds. I've never even been to Leeds.
Why would you want to?
I made a new dress.
Is that it? It's nice.
You didn't even notice.
You always look nice.
You didn't notice at all. You've been distracted.
Sorry, Marion. I've just been really tired. What with the rounds and that, and one thing and another. I've not been getting any sleep.
Oh, I know that.
What's the matter?
You could at least have the decency to tell me.
Tell you what?
I know what's been going on.
You do?
I've known for some time now.
You have?
Do you think I'm blind, Edwin? Not to see what's going on right under my nose?
Well, I did want to tell you, but...
So, I'm right. I don't believe it. You found someone else and you didn't even have the common courtesy to tell me. Making me look a fool in front of everyone. Well, I am not taking it, Edwin. If you don't want to get married, then... Then neither do I. You can take your wedding and then... Oh, stuff it!
Marion! Marion! Now I am in bother, old pal. Where on earth would she get an idea like that? And what am I supposed to do now? Mouldy Dog, Edwin Pandolino.
Eddie, is that you? It's Brian.
Hello, Brian.
What happened? They haven't found you, have they? Dirk Denton.
Who?
From the Daily Dregs.
All right.
You have to watch out, Eddie. He's come up with this idea that Eddie is a milkman.
Eddie is a milkman. I mean, I am a milkman.
Look, I've managed to put him off the scent a bit. He's always had a bit of a soft spot for Camille, so I got her to accidentally drop into the conversation that Eddie used to be a milkman in Bottledale before he got promoted.
Promoted?
Well, he's pretty bright, old Dirk. It won't take him long to sniff out that Peter, what's his name, the one who looks just like you.
You told him that Eddie was Peter Purdick.
Brilliant, isn't it?
But what happens when they find Peter?
Well, he's going to deny everything, isn't he? Because it's not him. Genius, isn't it?
Is it?
Look, if we can ride this as far as the Palladium show tomorrow, then we'll cut our losses, let the cow out the bag, you can go public, pack in your job with the milk.
Give up the milk?
Ah, yeah, Eddie. I've already got a promoter lined up for America.
America?
Well, then tomorrow, the world.
But tomorrow I'm doing the milk round.
Just leave it to me, Eddie. You just keep your head down and stay out of bother. They don't call me Brian Hardacre Star Maker for nothing.
But the thing is, I'm already in bother.
I thought you said they weren't on to you.
No, no, not that. It's my Marion. We were supposed to be getting married.
No need to rush into that, Eddie. I'm sure this Marina, she'll...
Marion! It's not Stingray we're talking about.
Cool it, Eddie. You know, there are a lot of girls out there all looking for you now, Eddie.
Most of them are here already. I can't get round for the milk without falling over some daft lass with a camera. And Marion's going doolally over this idea that I found someone else.
Have you?
I don't know how she's got this muddle into her head. Here, Brian, I could go and see the vicar, couldn't I? Get the date set. That'll do it, won't it? show her I'm serious, and then I'll have to tell her all about this, won't I? But that's all right, surely. Telling Marion.
Hold on, lad. You just rein yourself in. You're serious about this, Marion?
Wouldn't leave her for the world.
You wouldn't?
Not in a million years.
Right then. Look, you don't say a word to anyone and stay put. I'm coming down. I'll talk to her and sort it.
Will you?
You just get some rest and get down to rehearsals for the Palladium tomorrow night. You've got to get your mind in gear, Eddie. Think zen.
Is he in Stingray as well?
Eddie, no distractions.
But Marion.
Leave all that to me, lad. No distractions. You got me? Leave all the rest to me.
What do you think, Angelo? I just can't clear my head nowadays. Late nights with the band, early mornings with the milk. Not much in between for sleep, is there, old pal? No wonder Marion is... I could just put my head down for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes.
You can call me Velda. Are you anybody?
No, not really.
Let me look more closely. Yes, I can see it now. You're really like him, aren't you?
Probably.
Well, it doesn't really matter. With this crowd, it's all about the way things look. Most people here aren't anybody at all. Oh,
really?
My!
Everybody knows that the drummer is the most important member of the band.
You know, from that group. Talking to that reporter over there. You know, the one that no one can ever remember his name.
Ringo.
How lovely.
Anyone
can but I'm not
that
sure the rest
of
your
stuff,
own
can't
they? Would agree
but
with
that's
you.
Just the surface layer, Lindsay. You see where the drummer
that's
has
right.
to know what's going
it's
on
the
in
the
ridge, you
really
know?
Give the style
I mean,
to the band,
isn't right.
it?
Ringo. You see, me, you know, like, I'm really deep.
Oh, right. How, interesting.
What spot is that then, Lindsay?
Well, that's delightful.
Oh,
so,
hey,
how are you feeling
right?
about being knocked
Eddie,
off the top
hey,
spot?
Hey, me old mate. Eddie's at number one, eh?
The
I
top
taught
of the charts,
him everything
bingo,
he knows.
As the new single from Eddie and the Girl Top surges straight into number one. See, I told you he was that one from that group. But he's only the drummer, so it doesn't really count. Now that is more like it. He's the real deal. The singer.
No, he doesn't look a bit like him.
No, the other group. Of course it is. You know, the one with the lips. So, Mick, a few thoughts from you on the meteoric rise of Eddie and the Girl Tops.
Thing is, Lindsay, I was just saying to Keith, you know what, Keith? Thing is, Keith, we'd better watch our backs, Keith, hadn't we? And I'm like, Keith, this Eddie Geezer, he's all over NME. That, you know, he's got better moves than me. And even Keith knows no one's got moves like Jagger.
So, Mick... Any advice you'd like to share with your newest rival?
Thing is, Lindsay, tell him, enjoy it while you can. It's not like it's going to last forever, is it? I mean, like I said to Keith, who in their right mind is going to pay good money to see a bunch of old geezers playing rock and roll?
Buzzing, isn't it? But everyone's really hanging around for Eddie, aren't they? Oh, but I don't think he's going to show. Do you? So, are you coming back for coffee, then?
Coffee?
Yes, Daddy's got a little bolt hole in the city. Just a little penthouse, nothing grand. So, shall we go back for coffee?
Do you have any milk?
Oh, I don't believe it. Look, my, oh my, I think it's Eddie.
It's not.
Sorry, darling, must dash hold this. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, Eddie! Cooey! It's Velda, darling. Velda with a V!
Wow.
Riding my cart of many colours, my cart of many colours in the sun. It's a jingle jangle morning, I am watching summer dawning. My cart of many colours is just so much fun.
You all right there? You lost?
I was just looking for Edwin.
Well, I've not seen him. Here, you're not the milk inspector, are you? You don't look like the milk inspector, but I wouldn't put it past that Peter Purdick to send him round while Edwin's at a low ebb. He's been in a foul mood ever since that television crew arrived.
Television crew, eh?
They got a tip-off from Dirk Denton at the Daily Dregs and were all for doing Peter's life story in three parts for ITV. Let's just say it was a sorry case of mistaken identity and Peter were not best pleased. I didn't think that man with the airy microphone was going to get out alive.
I'll just take these shades off, see if you recognise me then, hey?
Oh, it's you! You're the daft pillock who ate the fish.
Marion, isn't it? They're your designs on the stall outside, right?
I've only got a few bits left. Most of the girls have gone home now. Just a few diehards say they're going to camp in the potato field. There was this one lass offered me £20 for this one I'm wearing, but I couldn't give it her. I've now tells to put on.
You've got an eye for it, I can tell. See, I'm all about talent.
Is that right?
I'm a manager.
Of what? A second-hand car sale on a bomb site?
No. Of talent. I'm a scout, sort of, for Shabby Road Studios.
Shabby Road? Next thing you'll be telling me you work with Eddie and the Gold Tops.
I do.
You know Eddie?
Know him? I discovered him. You see, Marion, I know talent when I see it, and I know girls who would trample over their elderly grandmothers to get their hands on a dress like that. So look, here's my card, and I've just had a thought. I've got a little concert on tomorrow night at the Palladium.
With Eddie? Have you been talking to Jerry? Has my father put you up to this?
So, I'll send a car and you come down and meet a few people backstage.
Backstage?
Bring your sketches. And maybe after the show, well, if you're bothered, you could meet Eddie.
Me? Meet Eddie? Ha ha, very funny. I'll tell Edwin you dropped by.
Ask for Camille when you get in. Just give her my card.
Brian Hardacre, Start Maker. Oh, he must think I were born yesterday. Me, meet Eddie. There's about as much chance of that happening as me walking on the moon. Or Doris actually picking a winner on the 2:30 at Donny. Just another stranger passing through, stopping to tell us about all the things we already know we haven't got.
Evening, Fleabag. Just a spot of measuring up to do. You don't mind, do you? Oh, yes. This confirms my earlier suspicions that you are indeed a waste of space. And these dimensions certainly back up today's report to the Milk Marketing Board. Oh, and what were my recommendations, you may ask? Oh, well, now you mention it. Streamlining and downsizing. And one regrettable relocation to the knacker's yard for this tenant on dairy property.
Oh, Peter! What are you doing sneaking about? You nearly gave me a coronary.
Oh, just checking on the minions.
You're not sending the milk inspector down, are you?
Should I?
No, there's nought for him to find.
Shame.
Except maybe my notebook, which I can't find anywhere. And there was me thinking you'd be too busy to torment Edwin now, especially as you're going to be a, television star.
I have nothing to say on the subject.
Oh, and I thought there was a 3-part series coming for ITV.
I thought, at last, a chance for the world to see, through my eyes, the secrets unravelled, the sweet truth and the creamy goodness of all things milk. But no, denied. They wanted to make a biopic about some juvenile delinquent with a guitar, who apparently has a good fortune to resemble yours truly.
Ah, well.
And where is Edwin, did you say?
You know full well that I don't know, Peter.
Absent at the crucial moments. How frustrating.
He's so scarce sometimes he makes Hen's teeth look like they're 2 a penny. And the one night I've got tickets to the Palladium. Can you believe it? And it was exactly the same that night Eddie was on Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops. That's it?
No, the Palladium.
And there was never any sign of Edwin. So, what if...
What if what?
Eddie and Edwin can't be in the same place at the same time.
Peter, will you just look after Angelo if he doesn't show up?
I shall certainly be doing that. Part of the inevitable mechanics of streamlining and modernisation.
Oh, that's good of you.
Retirement. Nag. Albeit a very short one awaits.
Come on, Marion, think. Where is it? Oh, got it! Doris ran short a newspaper last night for the chips. Dad was all set to use my sketches, but Lily managed to whisk it off the counter before my bikini patterns got battered.
But Marion...
Whatever it is, take it up with Edwin when he gets back.
I shall do exactly that, because now, Edwin Pandolino, I know your secret. That's your eviction notice pinned on the door, pal. And if the singing milkman doesn't make it back by tonight, and I'm betting he won't, your days are numbered. Ow! That is my fault! You are doing that on purpose! Enjoy your last meal, Trigger, because come midnight, I'll be back.
Wise man said the darkest hour was right before the dawn, the only time you'll ever find me. Following a destiny, a fate for which I'm born, a grand design forever binds me. To walk deserted streets at break of day, and the walls echo the words that people say. I hear the voices calling out my name. coming, and it's just ripe for the taking. But take care of what's behind it, for only early birds will meet the worm just as it's waking. I'll be there to help you find it. Those few mean streets that are mine alone to ride are no different to the streets the whole world wide. I hear the voices calling out my name. The life I lead will always be the same. The life I lead will always be the same.
Thanks. Oh, gosh. Is it really you?
It's me.
You're Eddie, aren't you? Oh, the shades, the jacket. Are you really real? Sorry, you must think me a complete idiot. Really real, of course you're really real. What else would you be? Just can't believe I'm stood here talking to Eddie.
Eddie, that's right.
Oh, it's made me come over all funny. Not at all like myself. Usually I'm a lot more...
Serious. Look, Marion.
You know my name.
Of course I do.
Wow.
I mean, Brian said he'd talk to you.
Yeah. He says he knows all these famous fashion icons. Julie Christie, Twiggy, Valerie Singleton. He had me talking to these two ladies who have their own clothes shop in Carnaby Street.
That's really great, isn't it?
Well, the shorthand version is they want everything I can make by the end of the summer and a cash advance for 20 frocks like this one. Not bad for a girl from Bottledale, eh? Oh... A Bottledale girl, just like your song.
Marion, I have to tell you.
Oh, is that the telephone? I'll make myself scarce.
Don't go.
Oh, no, no, you must have much more important people to talk to than me.
Just hang on a minute, can you? Hello?
Hello? Edwin?
Doris, what's the matter? Has something happened? Just a minute. Here, it's not Jerry, is it?
There's no wrong with Jerry that a blow to the back of the head wouldn't fix. I had a heck of a job finding you.
How did you find me, Mrs. S?
Oh, I phoned that Brian man with the car. He's definitely got a screw loose. Lily was right about that. But soon as I told him what had happened, he got me this telephone number, quick as a flash. Are you still there, Edwin, dear?
Still here, Mrs. S.
It's Angelo. He's been napped. Vanished. Gone.
Gone where?
How would I know that? This is what I'm telling you. He's been rustled. That Peter Purdick was here, sloping about, looking shifty, and that makes him the last person to see Angelo before he was nobbled. I thought you were just sniffing around after young Marion again.
Peter?
Are you deaf as well as dim-witted? Peter Purdick was here with Marion.
With Marion? She didn't say.
Oh, is that Brian? Do you want me to go?
No, please.
Who are you talking to now?
Never mind.
Well, so he says, I know your secret.
Whose secret?
Your secret, you daft apeth. Edwin Pandolino, I know your secret.
To Marion?
Look, I don't want to overstay my welcome.
Edwin?
Tell Brian he's been brilliant.
Wait, please.
Edwin!
I'm here. Then what happened?
I don't know. I had to get down from window ledge before he spotted me. Anyway, Angelo's gone. Note left but a few tail hairs and a ransom note. Pinned on stable door.
Well, what does it say?
I don't know. It's addressed to you.
Well, can't you read it?
Hang on. By order of Bottledale Dairies, remove horse from dairy premises with immediate effect. If unclaimed by midnight, property will be destroyed.
Destroyed? You mean Angelo? They can't! Can they?
Look, I know you're up to your head, neck and ears in Gold Army tonight, but if I were you, young Edwin, I'd drop that guitar like a hot stone and get yourself back to Bottledale faster than a nether edge flood. If you leave now, you might just make it. Not a moment to lose, Edwin. Not a moment to lose. Cheery bye.
Doris, how did you know? Doris? Oh, that was Doris. Something has come up and I've got to go.
Eddie, man of mystery and all that.
I have to get back home.
I just wanted to say, while I still can, that, well, it's been a long time since anyone listened to me like you.
But what about Edwin? Surely he's...
No! Edwin's not like you. He doesn't talk like you. You know everything about everything and, well, I just think you're amazing. There, I've said it.
But no, no, I don't know anything at all about... What does Edwin know about?
Milk.
I don't know anything about milk. And he, Edwin, does.
Will I get to see you again?
Me? I don't know. Maybe sooner than you think.
Oh, well, good night then, Eddie. It's been just like a dream.
Good night, Marion. Oh, Eck. How did I ever manage to get into this tangle? I am starting to wish I'd never clapped eyes on that Brian Hardacre. It's been nought but trouble from first ball to silly mid-off. And now I'm really flagging and no one's to blame but me Sen. And unless I get cracking at a fair lick, I'll never make it home by midnight. Hang on to your hooves, Angelo, old son. I'm coming for you. I'm a-coming!
Away from me, Peter Purdick! This is all your fault!
But Marion, let me explain. It's all for the good of...
Now look, Peter, it is a good'un.
Stay away from me, Peter!
Look, this is a corker. You could write a cracking song about the pig.
What pig?
My trotter, fastest pig in the West. You can have that.
I've nought to do with any songs. And if I did, I would have no inclination to write anything about your measly pig. Listen, Marion.
You stay away from me. I might not be responsible for my actions.
Simmer down, lass. I know he's proved to be a right dick dastardly round here, but we can't overlook his other aspect.
His other what?
His other identity. We have to give him the benefit of the doubt, surely.
It's all in the name of progress.
He's killed Angelo. I'm not giving him the benefit of anything other than a kick in the brisket.
Daughter, I am the first to concede that he is a complete git, but we have to keep him on side because he's Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
This one. Just he won't admit it.
I am not.
He is not. He can't be.
He has to keep denying it, hasn't he? All that secret identity cover-up shenanigans at work.
Let me speak plainly one more time. I am not and have never been Eddie.
See? Now can I kill him?
Stop it. You can't kill Eddie.
For the last and final time, I am not this reprobate Eddie.
See? Please, just let me hit him.
As if I could be some sort of warbling oaf, gyrating around in public in sequins. It's morally reprehensible.
He is not Eddie. Eddie is perfect.
Well, maybe in that soul aspect we share some commonality.
You are just horrible!
Damn, daughter. They printed it in the paper again this morning, and as we know, the news of the world never lies, and he looks exactly like him.
What are you doing?
It has to be him. They're identical, except for that daft moustache. Look, I'll give it a pull, see if it's real.
Get off me!
I just want to see if it's real.
Help! Madman! Help me, someone!
It must be him, and this old Peter Purdick thing is just a ruse.
But I've known Peter since we were kids, Dad. He was a slime ball then, and he's a slime ball now.
But what better place to hide Eddie than in plain sight?
This is just a ridiculous diversion from more pressing matters at hand. Yes, I have relocated the mangy horse. I gave proper notice, and his careless owner did not remove him in time, now did he? So, where was Edwin? And where is he now?
I don't know.
Well, don't look at me. I haven't seen him since yesterday morning.
But I do know where he is and exactly where he has been.
Come on now, don't trouble yourself with our little problems, Peter.
You stay away from me, madman.
You can leave all this village life behind now, can't you? It's all erased at Big Apple, isn't it? Carnegie Hall and then where? That flash new gaff in Australia, Sydney James Opera House.
I wouldn't be seen dead hanging around seedy music establishments like that. Besides, I've far too much to do for the milk board. There is a milk revolution still to come. This is just the tip of the ice cube, you mark my words. And you'll find that I am the one wearing the trousers, not some drainpipe leg, fame-obsessed chick magnet.
Oh, shut up, you! Peter? Are you all right? Peter?
You've killed Eddie.
He is not Eddie!
Hang on. Looks like he's still breathing after all.
Is he alive then?
I think so.
Shame.
He's out cold. He were lucky. It were only that crate of Lily's pickled tripe that broke his fall. Let's just leave him there for a bit. We need to have a bit of a think.
My head is bursting with thinking and I can't make sense of anything right now. Everybody here thinks they know everything about me, but they don't. Because all summer long you've all been on at me about getting married. And all I can think about is Eddie.
Steady on, love.
Oh, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. Because now I've met him and he's everything he should be. But I still don't know who he is and it's driving me crackers. Because I can't stop thinking about him. There. I've said it. Come on, Father, get on board, join the queue. First in line to have a good laugh at Marion's expense.
Make him sound like some sort of Superman, this Eddie.
Well, he is. Sort of.
Superman?
Like Superman. I don't think he can actually fly her out.
Well, so there has to be a disguise. There was always the other fella. When he wasn't off being Superman, he was just plain ordinary. What's his name, the other fella? Don't you see, daughter darling? He's not Eddie. He just looks exactly like him.
Like who?
Daughter, darling, your Superman, your untraceable Eddie is... Listen. He's here.
Oh, that is a cruel trick, Father. That's low, even for you.
Look.
Angelo! He's back. Oh, he's alive. Edwin, finally. Eddie?
Hello, Marion.
I knew it. What did I tell you? Take the shades off, Eddie.
Okay, here we go.
Eddie? Edwin? Eddie? Oh, Eck, I have to sit down.
She's falling. Steady on, Marion.
Get off me, both of you.
What did I tell you? Eddie is Edwin, or Edwin is Eddie. I told you so.
You never told me any such thing.
Well, I would have done, given half the chance.
Are you all right, Marion Love?
Don't you Marion Love me. He didn't tell me a thing, and you told me less than nought.
I was trying to, daughter dearest.
Not you, him.
I've been trying to.
And flipping Eddie didn't come clean with anything either.
I'd have got to it a lot sooner, if that numpty Peter Perfect hadn't thrown us a red herring.
He's not Eddie.
Well, we all know that now.
Everything used to be simple. and now I feel like the John Perfumer of the dairy industry. I tried to tell you the other night.
Well, obviously not hard enough.
Give him a chance, daughter.
I was going to tell you, but then I had the telephone call.
I was there. I was the one who wasn't pretending to be someone else.
That's a bit harsh, daughter.
You keep out of it.
I'm only saying.
Well, you're always only saying. That's your problem.
Well, that Eddie is Edwin. Eddie is Edwin.
I will murder you if you don't stop saying that. I'll murder both of you in a minute.
I'm still the same person, Marion love.
Aye, but which one?
There's only me.
For better or for worse.
Oh, no. Don't you even try going down that road with me. You won't be getting me down the aisle, even if I won one on Take Your Pick. I feel like I've just won a cabbage on Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack!
Oh, shut up!
I'm only saying, daughter darling, that maybe, just maybe, this is the best thing to ever happen.
To Bottledale?
No, darling, to you. I mean, after all you were saying, this is Eddie and Edwin. Just saying.
And both of them lied to me.
No, Marion. I only ever said one thing that weren't true.
Only one thing.
And that were tonight, when I told you and you knout about milk. And that's not strictly true, now I come to think about it. It all came out of nowhere, love. One minute Brian was here with a car full of fish.
My fish?
And the next I was doing him a favour. And before I'd had my back turned for 5 minutes, I was on top of the pops. And it was too far gone by then. You would have never believed me if I told you.
He's got a point.
Shut it, you. And you. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I'm a milkman from Bottledale. Bottledale through and through. It's all I know. There's not much in it for some fancy folk, but it's who I am. The man who's up with the dark trying to spread a bit of cheer. The man who knows every single milk order by heart from Nither End to Bottledale Bottom. And the man who knows the odds on for every runner at the 2:30 at Donny, just in case Doris ever manages to ask for a tip. And I was the one who learned every single in the hit parade by heart in case the young lady living in the pub would ever, just once, look up from her magazine while I was doing the empties.
I knew straight away back then you knew nought about music and an awful lot about milk.
And I'm just the same now. I still know nought about music and an awful lot about milk.
Oh, Edwin.
I'll let you lovebirds have a bit of privacy, eh? Well before the dawn raid.
What's that?
Well, once the news is out that the real Eddie is here in Bottledale, well, it'll be every salesman for himself. They'll be wanting out the ink nailed down, everything that is, and the nails as well. Oh, I was born for a day like this. Edwin, Eddie, thank you, son.
Well, at least Jerry's happy. Expect the unexpected. That's what he told me.
He were right.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Aye.
Why don't we just stay here like this? I've got the milk. You've got your dresses. You could have your shop right here. The Bottledale Boutique. Just a word in your dad's ear and he'll have the sign hung and the shop open before you've made your first frock.
But you're famous, Edwin. You're a star.
But we'll never get any peace, love. And I'd only ever half be here and half somewhere else. We turn into a crate of empties, love. With nought to fill us up.
Good time or bad time, I wonder.
Brian, what are you doing here?
Just looking for you, Edwin.
She knows. It's all right. I told her.
Did you? She seems to be taking it well. Thought you might need some help with the... Get off me, you crazy horse. He's slathered all over my best suit. This is Savile Row, mate. Never mind. I'll get another one, eh, Eddie? To celebrate the Gold Tops World Tour.
World Tour?
Well, now everything's out in the open. I thought, why not just keep heading west? See where the open road takes us.
Edwin?
Brian, the thing is...
I was thinking, Hawaii. There's a reason to leave home.
But I'm not leaving home, Brian. I'm not. Eddie's not. We're not. I'm packing it in.
Whoa, whoa there now. Steady, Eddie.
You're going to give up Eddie?
I've thought about it, Marion. All those nights I was away.
But all those people lining up to hear you play.
Listen to her, Eddie. She's got a point. I've always liked her.
It's not me. I mean, it is me, but it's not really me now, is it?
Think of your fans, Eddie. The screaming fans. Think of their utter despair.
Thanks, Brian. It's all down to you. You did it, really.
Eddie, think of the glamour, the lights, the crowds, the fans. Do it for them. Do it for me. Eddie, you're killing me here.
You'll find someone else, Brian.
Eddie, you're turning your back on the big time. There's everything to lose. You're on the crest of a wave, Eddie. No stopping you now. Eddie, oh, come on.
Let's say we had a good run, Brian. The thing is, singers and groups will come and go, won't they? But everyone will always need a milkman. That will never change. For schools, for free milk for the kids, and WI dinners, and big posh houses, and tiny little terraces. There'll always be the clink and rattle of the bottles on the doorstep. There'll always be a cheery whistle round the doors to get folk up of a morning. And I reckon that's the only job for me.
Beat the blues. If you're gonna stand up tall in your blue suede shoes, you gotta have a lot of bottle. You can't be afraid to put your foot on the throttle. You gotta have a lot of bottle to beat the blues. If things don't work out the way you had them planned, it's no good sitting with your head in the sand. You've gotta get out and put your best foot first, 'cause big ambitions give you hell of a thirst. You gotta have a lot of bottle to beat the blues. If you're gonna stand up tall in your blue suede shoes, you gotta have a lot of bottle. You can't be afraid to put your foot on the throttle. You gotta have a lot of bottle to beat the blues. And in a world where a man could be a millionaire with a swivel of his hips and a flick of his hair, you gotta party all night and sleep all day. So quench real quick, that's the only way. You gotta have a lot of bottle to beat the blues. If you're gonna stand up tall in your blue suede shoes, you gotta have a lot of bottle. You can't be afraid to put your foot on the throttle. You gotta have a lot of bottle to beat the blues. You gotta have a lot of bottle to beat the blues. To beat the blues.
Well, you win some, you lose some. Hey, Angelo? Never did the course of celebrity run smooth and all that. Camille's gonna murder me.
Hello there.
All right there, laddie.
This is a funny old do, isn't it? Do I live here?
I know you. Peter, isn't it?
You do.
You really do look just like him, you know.
Like who?
Eddie, of course. Eddie, up until 5 minutes ago, of the unstoppable gold tops. You're the spit of him.
Am I really? Well, fancy that.
Here, you can't sing by any chance, can you?
Can't say I've ever thought too much about singing.
Shame. Can you whistle?
Well, I don't think I'd enter any competitions, but I could probably hold my own in a room full of postmen.
Is that so? You see, Peter, well, can I call you Pete? I'm in a bit of a tight spot, and I think you might be just the fella I'm looking for.
I am.
Well, the band can carry you, you see.
Carry me where?
Wherever the fickle finger of fame and fortune may favour you.
Am I famous, then?
Well, that is the question, isn't it, Pete? Brian Hardacre, star maker. Here's my card. You just leave it to me. Ladies, hang on to your undies, because I do believe that Eddie is black.